This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
I think you're summing it up better. We're talking about proved him wrong, but it's more of an F you moment.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
It's when you have that moment. And the story we got, most of the stories we have, I feel bad right now because these are all kind of touching stories. And we're looking for the ones that are a little more like,
yes, those.
Get them. Oh!
Eat it.
New England Patriots, Julian Edelman. He's a little tiny receiver dude.
He's good.
Got a letter from an old English professor. Apparently, he was taking courses at San Mateo, the College of San Mateo in California. Big football school is that?
No.
I'm trying to figure out how this guy is an elite athlete in the NFL, and he came from the College of San Mateo. He played quarterback and set a bunch of records. His English teacher apparently said something to him. Let's just read the letter. Dear Jules, I'm not sure you'll remember me. I've been wanting to write you for, what seems like 1,000 years, to apologize for a flippant comment I made to you that semester. You may not even remember it, but I felt bad about it for years. You had made some comment about going to the league and I said something about setting realistic goals about how few people successfully enter the ranks of the professional athlete, blah, blah, blah. I don't think it fazed you, frankly, but whenever I think back on it, I feel terrible. Not because you proved me wrong, but because I stupidly voiced an uneducated opinion that simply implied I had disdain for your passion for the game.
Yep.
So Edelman gets that letter and tweets it, shows everybody as his.
He has one arm around a supermodel girlfriend with a Super Bowl rings on the other hand.
Yes.
And then his bank account.
That's his prove everybody wrong
right.
Moment. Do you have one? I mean, I have little ones. My big one is not. I still don't think it's big enough.
Which one?
When I did that, like nobody in high school thought I was, you know.
Oh yeah, you're coming out. You're rock star moment.
Well, then there's a couple, right? So everybody thought I was a band geek or whatever. And the first time, the choir teacher said, "We're doing a talent show. Can you put together a band?" And I was like, "I know a drummer and a bass player." And we came out on stage and I played a decent chunk of Eruption into Van Halen's You Really Got Me, and everybody's just like freaking out.
Yeah, for the drummer. But you thought, because you were standing in the front, it was anyway, that was seriously your coming out rock star moment.
I was wearing an STP shirt.
I believe it.
Like not Stone Temple Pilots.
No, it was the actual motor oil. Yes. I used to have one of those too. I know where you bought that one too. Yeah.
Is that stupid? My mom just gave me that picture recently. She was cleaning something out. It's sitting in my
your shrine.
My shrine. But I'll never forget. And I look at it. I'm this skinny little kid with short hair. But it was my... It was my first FU moment.
Because everyone used to get, the athletes used to persecute you. You never got love from anybody.
And my second FU moment is the same. It's just at my 10-year class reunion, I came.
That's right. In a tour.
I only came for a little while. I had somebody drop me off.
Knowing
that I was leaving that night.
In a what?
Tour bus.
Yeah, it was... pulls up front.
Big old MCI bus.
You strap your...
Fucker in here. Hold on, I gotta grab my axe.
Yep, you put it on your back and you strut out.
So stupid. But that was my...
That's your proved them wrong moment.
So did you have one though?
Nothing like stood out like that. Just, you know, for me, it's just living great. And that, you know, and people find out what I'm doing today and how
the people
awesome
from
I am.
Your small town
kinda.
In the Dakotas are like.
I just had a buddy of mine that from back then that I haven't kept in contact with anybody. So he caught me up on what everyone's doing. And I thought I would be like not doing as well as everyone. And it turns out I'm kind of.
You're the Warren Buffett of your graduating class. It's like, it's cool, right?
Yeah. Well, I was in a small class in a rural town, but still, you're right.
You're the big dog.
Kind of.
And they want you back at all the reunions.
Yes.
And God, well, you should go, Steve. You've never gone to any.
They couldn't track me down for the big important one because I was out living large in Cape Cod. Anyway, so but they have tracked me down now. But now it's like the ones
just
that
go.
It's
though.
The in between.
Just go
ones
one time,
so I can do your.
Yes, do your like boom.
Okay.
Would you? You gotta go.
But see, I was so cool in high school. To me, it wouldn't be really an FU moment.
No, you wouldn't.
Because I lived large back then.
No, you didn't.
My whole life has been forever.
There's a couple stories here. I want to get to at least one of them. Little D, did you have one? No, look at him. He's like in there. He won't even put his headphones on. He's like, if I put them on, you're going to make me feel small. There was a guest on Oprah that was abandoned as a child. She apparently her parents just like set her on the side of a road or something.
Literally, yeah.
In Vietnam. She survived a plane crash and leukemia before the age of 12.
Yeah. In fact, she had to basically escape by herself from Vietnam to America.
She's been through all this stuff. She's fought. She's been determined. She's overcome the disease. She's a healthy, successful adult. Her FU moment is to the entire universe. It's like, you tried, but you're not getting
all the time. And then she survived.
There's little moments. Like, I'm trying to think of some famous people. And you and I were talking off air. Like, the dudes who did Moneyball. Everybody... Like, these were nerds.
Bill James, yeah.
Who wanted to take over, like, they said... All you guys who know how to draft players
been
and blah, blah,
doing
blah.
Doing it wrong since day one and showed them how it's supposed to be done.
Were they athletes at all?
Bill James was a part-time graveyard shift security guard at a pork and beans factory.
Shut your mouth.
On his off time, he came up with formulas and applied them to baseball. Granted, his full-time job was a theory and like statistics professor at MIT, but still, well, he was
but
working.
But he's not, like, when you, take it from me, like you were just talking about as a musician, jocks will never give you the time of day. So he's like, I got a formula for you. They're probably like,
and all the what? Owners and the old what? Guard of baseball were like, you're an idiot, you're a loser. And it turns out he kind of wasn't.
So he figured out this formula. I haven't seen the movie, and it
became
no
a movie.
Spoilers here.
When that movie came out, that was Bill James's.
But did their thing get the Oakland whatever? I was told I can never talk about baseball again on the show.
It was Oakland. You did good. Because the general manager at the time, assembled his team the way Bill James's theory said you should. And they had great success until my Minnesota Twins blew him out in the playoffs.
Okay,
but
so they didn't win the World Series.
They didn't, but they made the playoffs.
So he got kind of a halfway FU moment.
And he finally got hired. The Boston Red Sox hired him to be a part of their team. They were the first believers in him. And that was kind of his FU moment.
We've had other people call our show with their FU moments. I remember somebody, didn't they? And you were just talking about this with Warren Buffett. Somebody like found their way to work their way into management so they could fire the person who was mean to them. Do you remember that story? It was some lady who called. And she, somebody was mean to her a long time ago. She took a new job.
She
moved
did.
To another state.
Altered her life.
Just so she could go and fire the person who was mean to her like 20 years ago.
And that was her FU moment.
And you were saying Warren Buffett did the same thing. He like bought a company, right?
Yeah, they agreed. Long story short, this company tried to rip him off. And he wasn't having that. He was never emotional about stock, but he goes, you know what? You trying to screw me, I'm going to screw you back. And he quietly bought up stock in this company, bought it, until finally he had enough majority ownership. So he walked in and fired the guy that tried to rip him off years before. F you!
That's another level of commitment to your F you moment.
Yeah.
Sometimes they just fall in your lap when you run into that person
who bullied you. That's true.
And you get to show them. Sometimes it's surviving cancer like we had. There's another dude we didn't have time to get to. We'll get to him in a second. That was told he'd never walk again, and now he's coaching soccer.
I know.
Some pretty amazing stuff. If you've done some vindictive stuff or whatever, if you've had that moment where you proved the world wrong.
There it is.
And got your big, we want your proved them wrong stories. Travis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Proved them wrong.
Oh, yeah. So I was actually I was with my uncle, and he was, kind of addicted to those scratchers, you know, you get from 7-Eleven.
Oh yeah. Scratch tickets. Yeah.
Yeah. And well, yeah, I sat down with him like, hey, you're spending way too much money on these.
Okay.
And he's like, no, I like them. I'm like, here, I'll show you. So he sat down and he bought one, and he was like, $10. I'm like, really, $10? And he sat down and he scratched it, and he actually won $1 million jackpot.
No way. Right there. In front of you as you're poo-pooing this.
That is
no
that
way.
Is some killer karma.
He was shocked too.
Oh my
right?
God. He's like, see? Told ya. You can have it.
I was happy, but I was kind of pissed.
Did he share any of it with you? Did he give you 10 grand for being in his graces or nothing?
Nothing.
Oh man. If you didn't poo-poo, he wouldn't have bought it and then you wouldn't have won.
Right. You're welcome. Yes. It was my skepticism that caused you to show me that got you the 1 million. Wow.
That's crazy. The odds of that.
Are you still tight with your uncle, or did he like lose the dead weight after he was a millionaire?
We still talk.
Wow. He drove over you in his new Bentley, as he'd say.
Get out of my way. Thank you, Travis. It's cool that you can admit you got schooled and proved wrong. Heather?
Yay.
Proved him wrong. What'd you do?
Okay, so in the school when I was little, I was always bullied because I was like the weirdest looking kid ever. And then when I got home, it continued with my brothers and sisters and everybody. And pretty much before I was 16, I signed with two different modeling agencies.
Wait.
Shut up. You blossomed. You like puberty was kind to you.
Yeah.
Good for you. And you know what the best part is? Is you didn't have to do anything. It just happened to you. You didn't have to do anything to do
it. You stood idly by and genetics kicked in and you're like, ha!
Yeah, karma gave me.
I love my genetics because like half the time I'll just go out in sweatpants and a t-shirt and people still think I'm 14.
Don't know if that's good or bad, but okay.
It's great.
So, I mean, can I ask you this? Because this, you're kind of describing, not, I didn't have genetics on my side, but like when I did my coming out party at school where I became the guy who no longer the trombone player, I was the guitar player. All of a sudden, all those people who were mean to me wanted to date me.
And it's like
the cheerleaders, there's, and I was like,
on one half, you wanted to nail.
Absolutely.
But on the other side,
I was
like, F you.
You didn't like me yesterday. Did you give in to any? Because I know that once you became the model, all the like captain quarterback boy came to you and was like, hey, what did you do?
I flirted, and then when they got their hopes up, I was just like, all right, bye-bye.
Good for you, Heather.
Because there is two ways to play it. Yep, it's,
that feels so good.
It does feel kind of good. You got so many FU moments out of genetics.
Exactly. Like, my favorite way of letting people know is just like, thanks, I've already kind of gotten engaged to a firefighter, and it's
woo!
Good for you.
Are you still modeling?
No, I actually gave it up because I was satisfied in life.
Good for you. Thank you for the call, Heather.
That's a good.
I just love it when the like underdog just comes riding past everybody. It's like Seabiscuit. You know what I mean? Seabiscuit's like, F you! God! Ryan.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, I proved him wrong.
My junior year in high school, I quit the wrestling team. Coach said they never expected it. Because I was just a grinder. Well, 3 years later, after I'd spent the time concentrating on judo, I was a national champion.
Shut up!
In judo.
Dead serious.
Dude.
And 3 years after that, I got to run back by my old high school and say, hey, by the way, I made the right choice.
You judo chop them right in the.
They looked at you like, you're quitting wrestling. You'll never be anything but a wrestler.
Pretty much.
Now you can beat them all up at once.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Judo's harder than wrestling.
Way,
to
right?
To be sure.
Yes.
Yeah. How did that feel?
Oh, it was awesome. I felt great.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
I got to say that.
You kind of have to respect them for saying no to you. Otherwise, you never would have been inspired to become.
But for some reason, and this is going to sound really bad, and I don't want anybody to take this wrong, especially you, Steve, because you used to be this guy. For me, it feels like the FU moments to jocks
feel better than almost any other when you get to go to a jock, because they're gifted and talented and they're like, their parents have told them they're the kings, and then they end up being the coach or whatever and all that stuff. And when, and they think they're better. And when you finally get to be a, you get a little foothold on them. It's just like,
yes,
shut it. Right.
It's extra sweet.
It is sweet. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Cause I mean, jocks are good people, but eventually.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call, Ryan. Great. Great moment. Marissa.
Yay.
Proved him wrong. What do you got?
Well, you know, everybody talks about the, you know, single parent story, mine being a little different. Okay. I literally had no support. They had me up for failure when my daughter was three.
Who did? Your parents?
Her parents, her grandparents, his parent, everybody pretty much.
Okay.
So long story short, I moved away. I'm from Colorado originally, for real. And didn't get to see them. They were never there to support her. Nothing. Not even a birthday card.
Wow.
And now I moved back. I live literally within the vicinity of her jerk-off dad, her grandparents, who called me down forever. And he owes around $45,000 in child support. And I love to wave at him when I see him.
Heck yeah.
Wow.
You got it done.
And you're a great mom.
Thank you. My girl is awesome. She's just an amazing kid.
Everyone else can suck it.
That is a great prove them wrong moment, Marissa. We appreciate it. Carrie.
Yeah.
Proved him wrong.
Okay. So I grew up in a real small rural town.
Okay.
And real small. And I was in high school. And my mother had passed away, and I was pretty much raising my siblings.
Wow.
And so everybody was preparing for college, and the school counselor was advising everybody to college, and I had never applied myself because I was busy raising kids.
Ugh.
So I'd never opened a book or studied. And she said, you know, college just is not for you, girl. You better think of a trade school. And I wanted to go to college.
And?
So I went to college and didn't know how to study. I opened a book, studied, and I made the dean's list. Not
wow.
every year, but almost every year.
Did you get a degree?
I did three.
Three degrees?
Oh, look at you. You went over the top.
Oh,
you turned this into
three
a job.
Technically two majors and
did you go back?
Tell us you went to the counselor and said, F you.
I wrote a letter.
You did.
There were so many other students like myself that were completely capable, and I just felt like she crushed souls with her.
And you crushed hers with
her. You know what?
Yeah.
All due respect, she's just a counselor.
Wow.
And you have three degrees.
You have 3 degrees.
All right. Thank you for that. If you want more of your FU moments, do them where you can actually say the F word over on our Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.